covering areas such as income, education, housing, and health. Part three dives into one axis of inequality, race and crime. We'll talk about mass incarceration, what it is, where it came from, and what its consequences are. By the time we're finished, you will have a new set of tools that you can use to understand the world around you. You'll also know the empirical facts about racial inequality in the United States. Before we get started, let me share one more fun fact. Today, more than 50 years after Loving v. Virginia, 10% of couples are intermarried. My husband and I are one of them. He's white with beige skin and bright blue eyes. We've got two kids. The older one looks just like me, except her hair is straight. The younger one looks just like him, except her eyes are gray. Sometimes I wonder if people who see us out and about assume that we're a blended family, with me and my husband each bringing a child from a previous relationship. We're not. Those kids are cut from the exact same cloth. They're growing up with the same parents, in the same house, in the same school, and they have overlapping networks of friends. But my kids are separated by the color line, and no matter what I do, their lives will be profoundly different because of it. These sessions will help to explain why. So today,